بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. Okay. So how about those great men and women who made big services to the humankind? For example, in fact, invented a very, let's say, important drug for the sake of health of human beings. And the other, for example, made another big service for the human beings. Are they going to be rewarded or punished there? Or, I mean, other actions of them can be considered there. So doesn't Allah the Almighty says that since you, for example, facilitated this kind of, let's say, problem for my creatures, you will be rewarded highly and you will be kept there. I mean, in the high ranks of the paradise. Well, how would be the deal like in this regard?
Very good. There is a verse in Quran, Surah Ash-Shura, verse 20. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important principle in this verse. And it is, in fact, a general verse. We can apply it in different places. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever desires the tillage of the hereafter, they have the idea to work for the hereafter, and they struggle for the hereafter, we will enhance for him his tillage. We will enhance for them, we increase whatever they have. You know, this is very important. This is one of the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases our good actions. Mm-hmm. You know, we have two sayings, one from Amirul Mu'mineen and the other is from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen says, "Ah, min qillati zad wa bu'd at-tariq." Imam says, the journey, what is this journey? This journey is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ila rabbika al-muntaha, ila rabbika al-ruj'a. You are going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this journey is endless, infinite journey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite, the journey is infinite. So Amirul Mu'mineen says, this journey is so long and it is very difficult to reach. Even Amirul Mu'mineen, with those great actions that he has in his record, he says, I fell short in reaching to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sustenance I have for this journey is not enough. Right. On the other side, we see Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, wa amma salaku ilayka qareebul masafa. The one who is traveling to you, he has a very short journey. Imam Ali says the journey so is so long. Imam Zain al-Abidin says
so short.
But for whom? Imam Ali is speaking about the journey itself, the distance itself. But I mean, Imam Zain al-Abidin is speaking about the salik, the one who is coming to you. Mm. Why? The secret is that when we take one step to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take thousands of steps towards us. So he comes to us and he increases our actions. By this increasing, then we can achieve great achievements and we can get to high ranks in this journey. And we can be able to travel and move this journey in an excellent way. For example, on Laylatul Qadr, on that day, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascends you more than thousands of months, more than 83 years. At that night, if you behave in a right manner, you can ascend in a way that if you wanted to, in other times, move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had to move for 83 years. So yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the actions.
Yeah.
Through this increasing way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can achieve, we will be able to get perfection and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those whoever desires the tillage of the hereafter, we will enhance for him his tillage. Mm-hmm. And whoever desires the tillage of the world, this material world, we will give to him, but he will have no share in the hereafter.
So they will be rewarded or punished based on the kind of intention they had.
It's quite fair. No, it's fair enough. If I work for you, I can ask for the wage. If I didn't work for you, I can't ask.
Exactly.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you worked and acted to achieve this material world, so you didn't work for the hereafter, so you have no right to ask for the hereafter. Those who worked for the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them their reward and increases the reward.
Exactly.
Those who worked only for this material life, they get what they were looking for.
www.voiceislam.com